Blog Talk Radio.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, after maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks hiatus, because we were so busy doing God knows what. Once again, I don't know what to say. But ladies and gentlemen, the Absolute Truth Show is back on the air on June, whatever date it is, because you know me, I can never remember the dates, you know.
It's June 14th, I've never been on a date.
June 14th, really? Oh, damn.
Yes, we're almost halfway through June already.
Damn. It's 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and I still don't know the date. Go figure. But I am your host, with the most, the king of king himself. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, the man who had not hit the Powerball, and he's still broke, just like me, he is the one and the only.
Sean Black, in the building, once again. Good grief.
You don't know what to say. You did not know what to
say.
No,
I don't. We haven't. It's been. I think it's been 6 weeks since we've done the show. So yeah, we've all lost our minds.
Basically, well, some things have not changed, like the number 347-989-8402. We have like maybe 10 topics and 2 guests.
Yeah, but before we get into those topics, let me get into. I got to do something for a friend
already,
of mine. Friend of ours.
Already interrupting me?
Yes,
already
I'm already interrupting. Yes, I am interrupting you because there are people that listen to our show that would like to probably trust some of the things that we say and some of the things that we endorse. Some of the things that we endorse are other people's podcasts. We talk about the menu on our show with Brother B and his show, and there's another podcast that I'd like to bring up briefly. It's called Morton's Law Podcast on literally every major platform and on YouTube. It's also on Anchor.fm. It's wrestling, it's sports, it's comedy. It's pretty good. I've listened to the show a lot. We both have listened to the show, and it's very good. You guys should listen to it. As I said before, Morton's Law Podcast. It's on Anchor.fm. Or you can go on YouTube. You can listen to all of your other podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and listen to it there and enjoy yourselves with that. It's sports, it's wrestling, it's comedy, and everything itself. It's a really good show.
A little mix of everything to entertain your life. And
yes.
And sometimes you're on the show also, I believe.
Yes.
A couple of times
yes.
You've been on that show.
Yes, I've been on the show a couple of times, and it's a really fun show. We actually reviewed a couple of wrestling pay-per-views, so if you want to hear mine and Chris Morton's, who is the host of the show, talk about how good or bad wrestling has gotten and listen to sports, you can listen to that podcast. So once again, Morton's Laws Podcast. There you go.
Okay. Thank you so much for doing that, and let's get right to so many topics. I don't know where to begin, as always. But we was arguing a little bit about. I'm sorry. I will go to the mayor race in a minute. You know what? I'm so sorry. It's been like 6 weeks. I've been out of it. Let's go to the mayor race. You know. No. Oh gosh. I'm terribly sorry. Phil, the Fishman Fisher, that's me some. Breaking news, which I'm not going to tell him yet, because he is wasting my time. But on the mayor race, the New York mayor race, we have 8, 10, 12 candidates running for New York City mayor. Why the rest of the world should know, I'm just saying it. But overall, this is like a question. Like, this is how dirty politics are, and this is why I hate politics overall. Once you're in the hot seat, you're in the lead, let's say Sean Black and I are both running for mayor. I will have to find dirt to bring up on Sean Black because he's in the lead in the poll so that you'll find ways to bring him down. In New York City, we have Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams and another candidate, Wang, whatever his name is. Andrew Wang.
Is it Andrew Wang?
No, see? Even you scoring up. That's how long we have not done the show.
But yes, it's been a minute, yeah.
But we have so many candidates about Eric Adams.
Yeah, you know what? You must be sober.
Oh, man. Yo, it's been like 6 minutes. We can't even get this show straight right now. Jesus. Eric Adams has been accused of living in two places at one time. Technically speaking, when you run for a seat in New York City, or basically anywhere, you need to be resident in the area where you're running for. Technically speaking, he was living in New Jersey with his girlfriend. Sean does not like that concept. He believes that he should be in New York City for a time, right?
Yes.
But if your girlfriend's in one state, there's no problem if you stay in another state for a couple of days, you know, while you're running for mayor. So in other words, why are they bringing this dirt up right now as he's in the top lead in the polls? Why are they going to bring up this quote-unquote news in the beginning?
Well, we know the reason why, and I think you're probably kind of closely alluding to where I can see where you're going with it. Right now, I'm just looking at the polls right now based on the way it is in New York, because they have a new way of picking the mayor, whereas in the primary, what you have is what's called a ranked system, where as opposed to the primary where you just vote for one person and then the majority of the votes, the leader gets the mayoral candidacy, and then he or she gets to run for mayor on that side. What they've done now is they have it ranked so that all of the candidates actually go and they get voted on, but they have all of the candidates there so that if you say, well, I'm going to vote for X, well, rank 2 through 5, and then it goes into a percentage based on who has the lead in the percentage so that your vote will count towards who else that person is going to be, how they're going to run, and that's kind of how it is. Now, based on the way it is in New York right now, looking at as soon as my everything loads up. Eric Adams, I think, has a 7-point lead in the race so far, which is good considering the election is the primary election is June 22nd, and you're actually looking at, well, how are we going to get this done? But to go back to your point, if you live in the city, because that's literally the requirement that you have to have to actually run for mayor. It was reported that he has a residence in New Jersey. Now, they've been doing their due diligence in finding out that he says he lives in an apartment in Bedford-Stuyvesant, which is in Brooklyn, but he also has a property in New Jersey, which he, I believe, is saying the property in New Jersey belongs to his son. This is going to get really, really sticky going forward.
The one in New Jersey, he lived with his girl. The one in New Jersey, he lived with his partner.
Is he married? I don't even know anymore. Because
he has a girlfriend.
Yes.
He has a girlfriend. Which I'm confused. When they use the word partner, usually when they use the word partner, that means the person is gay. So first of all, I heard him, like, is he gay? No, he has kids. But then again, who knows now these days? Happy Pride Month. Go ahead.
But, yeah, looking at the way all of this is shaping up right now, basically, if you're looking at it at a scandal, usually somebody that's the front runner of any mayoral or presidential race or gubernatorial race, if they are the front runner, everybody tries to find some kind of dirt to try to bring them down a notch to make sure it's like, okay, I know where you're going. I know what you think is here, and it may not be here. So let's try to find some dirt and try to bring him down or bring her down a couple of pegs. And I think that's what's going on right now. If we're going to look at it in the...
Who cares where this person sleeps? Who cares where this person put their head at? I'm supposed to vote for you if you're going to get the job done. That's the bottom line.
Yes. And I think that's the difference. And like you said, one of the reasons why you hate politics, one of the reasons why I look at politics the way I do and the way a lot of other people look at politics, in the sense that either there's too much money involved or there are too many cooks in the kitchen where they are trying to find out exactly what the problem is when it comes to why this particular candidate has all of these red flags next to their name. Will it work?
Okay.
Who knows?
Uh-huh. Okay, 5569, you're on the air with the absolute truth.
Hello, boy. Hello,
hey.
Boys.
Oh.
Hey there.
Hi.
So,
how are you doing?
I'm just peachy.
Real peachy, huh? Oh, God.
It's been a minute. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm sitting here very entertained listening to you guys talk about New York politics, actually.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We're going to switch it up a little bit, me, because thank you so much. Don't worry. But,
No. The reason why – well, it concerns me because my mother is in New York. It concerns me because I work in New York. It concerns me because I still have a lot of family and friends in the city. So whoever they get to
– do you care? But do you care where Eric Adams sleeps at? If he works in New York City,
Jersey? Honestly, as long as he understands New York and the BS that New Yorkers have to deal with, I don't care if he sleeps in the sewer in freaking Connecticut. I really don't care where he sleeps. I'm worried about him being able to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's what I'm aiming at,
Yeah, now, Andrew Yang, he done pissed me off. I don't know what happened between the time he was running for president up until now, but the fact that man don't even know how much it costs to buy a house in New York scares me.
Yeah.
And
well,
there
are a couple of
how
things.
Fishy is.
Yeah,
this means
they're
completely out of touch with the average New Yorker.
Mm.
Because the rent for an average New Yorker in a studio in the worst neighborhood is $2,000. And they still got to get a roommate. Who the heck wants to rent a studio for $2,000 and still have to get a roommate? That's obnoxious.
Yeah.
Honestly, if Adams don't live in New York and he live in Jersey, I'm not mad at him. I'm in Jersey because it's cheaper to live in Jersey than it is in the city. But I still pay my taxes in New York.
Yeah. Well, I think more importantly is some of the things that he's running on, which is one of the things that he said that is because obviously he was a former police officer. He said he would actually carry a gun with him. I don't know how smart or not smart that is. That depends on whatever you think it is. But one of the other things that he said that's really troubling to me, he said that he would actually go, and it's not as much bringing back stop and frisk as much as it is, he said he would try and have the police in the train stations and on buses check people's bags to make sure they don't have anything.
Really?
And he's talking about literally everybody that gets on a bus or a train, which is something that you really can't
enforce. So he's bringing back stop and frisk. Listen. He needs to be honest about what he's doing, because what it sounds like to this one is he bring it back, stop and frisk. Now, if that's the case, you need to let the New Yorkers know, I'm going to bring back stop and frisk. Seriously, because that's what it sounds like.
And why? If you're gonna if you have to explain yourself fully why. But we have K-Dog on the line now. He definitely likes to be stopped at first, but in a different way, if you know what I mean.
I was about to say, understand that.
Oh, brother. Hey, good evening, people. Good evening, good evening, good evening, people. Salutations, greetings, and all the good stuff.
So, K-Dog,
you
love politics so much. How do you feel about this Eric Adams staying in both places? And do you really care? Should the voters take that into consideration and be staying in other places?
When it comes to Eric Adams, I know somebody who, and I have a relative who knows him personally. And the thing is, with Eric Adams, he doesn't live in two places. He does live in Bed-Stuy. But, however, his girlfriend, yes, he has a girlfriend, lives in New Jersey. She's an educator. And, you know, I spoke it because when I went to that, when I went home, Eric Adams was there. I physically met him, took a picture with him, shook hands with him, and had a conversation. We had a, we shared a conversation.
Oh, good conversation.
Wow.
I'm so proud of you.
Yippee. So, you know,
it's going to be one of those
aside.
Days.
I'm not putting anything personal from what I know of him. But, however, when it comes to politics, because let's remember, he was a former police officer. That's the whole thing. A former police officer. And, you know, let's not forget he was the one who started the 100 Blacks in Law Enforcement and all of that stuff. Now, let's talk about what's going on now in the city. Because, let's face it, there's been a rash of crimes happening all over the damn place.
The subways
are not safe. And I don't care what anybody says, the subways are not safe because I personally take the train to go to work. I have not seen one police officer on any of those trains.
Well, that brings up to my next topic
overall, guys. Let K-Dog finish before I say something.
We're going to talk overall because the next topic is about New York City, the shooting, the crime, the bail reform, everything they're putting together.
Mika, you know we there. So, you know, go ahead. Take it.
Well, first of all, let me be honest. Everybody needs to stop acting like we don't have all of these shootings and everything that goes on. We do have them. We've been had them. The difference is now, again, where the media is being used to push an agenda. This time
exactly.
It is the agenda of the police department. Because all of these last, quote-unquote, shootings that are going on in Brooklyn and Bronx and Uptown and all of this. This has been going on for the longest. This is nothing new. And honestly, let's be real, we hear about children getting caught up in the crossfire every time there is a shooting. I don't care.
Oh, for years.
This has been going on since I was a little girl. So I don't want to hear this talk about, oh, the city's gotten worse. This city's always been bad. You're living
it's
in a city
so everywhere.
And not for nothing.
Mika,
what?
Mika, is there a difference now compared to back then to the way that we were growing up compared to the way crime and shooting is happening right now?
Back in the days in the 80s, it was bad. In the
80s, I think we're looking at it from a different perspective now. That's the difference. You have to understand something. When we were looking at it before, we were looking at it through the eyes of preteens and teens, and we didn't really see the scope of it. But now that we're adults and we have children, now it freaks us out.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
You know what? You're absolutely right about that. Yes, I agree.
It's a perspective at this point.
Yeah. It's the actual crime in general has got to be a major talking point for anybody that's going to be running for mayor in New York City.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we definitely heard that between the crime, the cost of living, the high taxation, all of the things that a quote-unquote New Yorker, and for those that don't live in New York that listen to us around the rest of the country, one of the other major items that any mayor in this city has to deal with is to deal with how they're going to deal with snow, how they're going to deal with bad weather, because the way that you deal with weather can make or break a mayoral candidate or a mayor overall. We've seen in the past, and we've talked about it before, about what Bloomberg did when we had a huge blizzard and ice storm, and he basically said, well, since you had to fight to get a day off in the city, but he had no choice but to close the city down and then tried to tell everybody, well, since everything's snowed in, why don't you go ahead and see some of these great Broadway shows when a lot of the secondary and tertiary streets were covered in snow and ice. So
you still have to make money somehow for the city, you know.
I know that's
right.
Yeah.
We know that's right.
That's what it's all about. It's all about the money. New York loves money. We generate billions of dollars every day in this crazy state, crazy state of ours. But Mika, I'm sure you heard the news over the weekend, which related to mental illness or could be drug-related. We're not too sure. But it really pissed me off when you heard the news of a mother in Brooklyn. Once again, we don't know if she was on drugs or she was just having a very, very bad day. That took her two-month-old baby, threw the child out the window and her toddler out the window off the second floor, mm-hmm. and she jumped out the window herself. Basically, she's trying to kill her two kids and maybe herself at the same time. Now, we don't know if it's mental illness, like I said, or drug-related, but when you hear news like this, what's the first thing that comes to your mind about, is it mental illness, or you know what, she's going through a bad breakup with a boyfriend or
you
her husband, or you know what? Yes.
Okay, well, here's a little bit of truth and perspective for you. There was a girl that grew up in my building. Her mother was tripped out on drugs. Guess what she did to her daughter? She threw her daughter out the second floor window.
Mm.
And in the hood, we have ramps that lead into the cellar. So I'm not going to say the girl's name, but she was probably about 2 years old when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, her mother had mental issues, and she was a druggie.
Mm.
So you're thinking it could be a combination of both?
Oh, I'm more than sure it's a combination of both. Now, again, you have to understand something else. African-Americans, Afro-Caribbean, whatever you want to put Afro in front of, does not receive the same treatment as their less-than-colorful counterparts. Let alone
as white people.
Exactly.
Especially white people. We all know.
Let alone seek help, because in our culture, it is looked upon to get any type of mental health. It is.
You're right about that.
I understand what you're saying, Mika. Well, I think I have to disagree a little bit with that. I think more people are getting more help now than back then. Let me finish first, mm-hmm. then you could go after.
I put it to you like this. It may be happening more, but it is still frowned upon, and it is looked upon as a sign of weakness. True or false?
Mm-hmm.
And for those of us who are of Caribbean heritage on this panel, we all know there are certain things that are just no-nos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from an old-school mentality. Explain the whole, you know, having kids out of wedlock crap. Forgetting that for a moment. You can't be gay because that'll automatically
mm-hmm.
get you strung up.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't ask for mental health. You don't. You deal with it. You suck it up and you run with it. You just fight through it and you deal. And you get about your day and you do what you got to do.
Okay, don't.
Now,
you know,
I'm sorry.
You know what? With Mika, I have to agree with that because you know what it is? Unfortunately, what goes on in our community, and I say our community, some of us are not accepting the fact that, oh, someone has a mental illness. That's something that is frowned upon, like, oh, there's no such thing as that. Oh, no, please, what is that? But there is a problem of mental illness. It's not a white problem. It's an everybody problem.
I know that's
but
right.
But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, and I know the critic, I know he's going to text and say, no, yes, it is it's an everyone problem. But like Mika says, we do frown on it. We do frown on it. We're like, oh, there's no such thing. Because you know what it is? With in the West Indian family, they're like, oh, please, what is that? If someone has a depression, oh, I know people have bigger, they think, oh, you have a problem. Oh, people have bigger problems than you. What are you talking about?
What do they say?
Yeah, people have bigger problems than you. And then
mm-hmm.
after, when it comes to many things, it's like, oh, that's not true. Oh, what's wrong with you? Like when someone commits suicide and they suffering from depression, oh, that person was stupid. Why they have to kill themselves for? Oh, I have problems. I can't pay my bills. Do you see me killing myself? Oh, that person. Oh, what are they talking about?
when someone has a mental problem, it's more than just someone standing there talking to themselves out loud. It's more than just running in the street screaming. There's different types. You have bipolar depression. You have schizophrenia. You have all these other mental illnesses, but they get frowned upon. They do get frowned upon in our community.
Sean Black, you have mental illness because I'm dealing with you every day. But
I was just about to say the same thing. I have to deal with you on a daily basis. But, hey, you live and you learn.
Hey.
If you grow, as you just stated, if you grew up in a West Indian background, if you grew up in an African-American background, if you grew up in a Hispanic background, mental illness is something that is not only just frowned upon, but is as if it didn't happen. You're not strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being weak.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally the story of the black male learning not to cry. Man up. That's the whole
mm-hmm.
mentality behind it. And these are the reasons why we have so many repressed emotions from a lot of people in society, because they were raised not to, quote unquote, show weakness. We live in a
mm-hmm.
capitalistic society where if you are a male of any kind of age where you can earn a living, earn money, et cetera, it's all about make money, make babies, grow a family, buy a house, buy a car, die broke. That's literally how the issue goes, and usually
whoa,
in that
whoa.
Order.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, hold on. Hold on. It's not like that.
I'm sorry about the secret to life, Hot Rod, but I think that's kind of how it's been for a lot of people, especially if you are a minority, that's usually what has been the case. If you need to look for help with any kind of quote-unquote mental weakness, any kind of shortcoming that you may have, any psychological things that you need to deal with or think about, you're looked at as weak. And I think that
yeah.
we have, over the last few years, I think we've started to become a little bit more cognizant of the fact that it's not just put your head in the sand and hope it goes away. That kind of mindset has kind of moved away. We're seeing a lot of athletes pulling away. You know, Michael Phelps, an athlete, Olympic swimmer, he admitted that he was dealing with a lot of mental health issues. We have Naomi Osaka.
Yeah, about to say the tennis play, her.
Yeah, Naomi Osaka, she decided to pull away after she was being fined for not talking to the press, but then she pulled away saying that, I'm not even going to compete in the tournament. Because of my own mental sanity, I need to take a mental health check and get better. And we're starting to see more and more of this along the lines of not just celebrities, business people, just regular, normal, everyday people that are in life, because life can chew you up and spit you out, and it is
yes,
not a sign of weakness to say, I am not mentally healthy. Let me get the help that I need
okay.
so that I can continue to contribute.
Okay, let's turn the table around. Sean Black used to text me freaking almost every day about some mass shooting going on, which I can't say now. No. Mika, do you see any connection between the mass shooting, mental illness, and the pandemic? Because lately, I'm sure you see online also that there have been a lot of fights on airplanes, in streets, mass shootings, like I said. Do you think all that is combined together to what's happening right now in this crazy world?
I can't really say it's all on the pandemic. I wish I could, but I really can't, and I'm going to give you an example. They're talking about, like, one of the biggest things was wives being abused by their husbands, right? I got to tell you, and again, it's been going on for the longest. The only difference
mm-hmm.
now is that it is, again, there's a spotlight being shown on it to push a certain agenda. You may not see it, but believe me when I tell you, that is a real thing. And men have – listen, there are women that are married to cops that the cops have been beating their ass for 20 years. But they're using the pandemic as a way to finally break away from that. Because now they're calling it in. Now they're like,
mm-hmm.
oh, well, he's been beating me. Come to find out that this has been going on for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So some of it I can't, like, the people that are just not used to being by themselves, they're going to snap, obviously, because they were isolated.
Yeah.
Which, and I got to say this, I don't understand how you can consider yourself isolated when you have apps like Google Duo, where you have FaceTime, where you literally have a camera inside of your freaking laptop.
For me,
yes, you do.
You can call someone.
Mika, it's not the same. I need to see you in person. I need to feel
you. Really
you
don't.
I need to touch you.
You really don't.
I don't like you. You
well, outside of the fact that we know how you really feel about Hot Rod.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me, okay, well, let me shine a light like this. I have two kids here. They're a decade apart. Okay? They were fine during the pandemic. Because the same crap that they were doing before the pandemic, they're still doing. They were doing during.
Playing
they're
video
doing
games?
Huh?
Playing video games? They're playing video
playing
games?
Playing video games.
Talking online?
Listen.
On the phone?
Playing video games, talking online, beating each other up. As, you know, my rule still stands, don't break anything because I'm going to break you.
Mm-hmm.
Sibling
but,
stuff.
Yeah. But they, yeah. Their rules, they, you know, their lives really weren't interrupted. My youngest was still going camping with his aunt. My oldest, when he wasn't working, was hanging out with his dad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And me, I just
so
love me.
They,
so he's not going out. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you overall, you found ways to adjust to the new normal. It's not the end of the world. You just make some adjustments and move on, right?
It's not that serious where people have got to be like, oh, my God, it's too much. I can't. It's not that serious. And this new normal, it is what it is. I'm still curious about one thing, though, gentlemen. When the first pandemic of last century hit, which was in 1918, we're pretty much a century and change over. That's how I know we were old to do. They didn't have a vaccine for it, did they?
No.
No.
Okay. So
it took 2 years.
Wait. So why do we need a vaccine now for something that's pretty much the same? Wait. Let me get it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the same thing, and the side effects are now creating new customers for Big Pharma because there have been enough cases of heart issues now.
Mm-hmm.
From these manufacturers that are creating this vaccine. Yeah, let me give my 12-year-old this vaccine. He may get heart problems. Now guess what? Now that same manufacturer of said vaccine has a lifelong freaking customer. I'm not beat.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're right.
That's just something I want to get out there because it's on that pandemic line.
Okay.
And that was just the question that I had.
Mika, my brother and I were having that same conversation. He was telling me that he said, wait a minute, they pressed fast forward and said, oh, let's get this vaccine. I'm like, when there's other diseases out there like cancer, AIDS, other incurable diseases, but yet all of a sudden, why is it now that we're in the coronavirus, COVID-19? Oh my goodness, let's find a vaccine. I'm like, because they got to make money. It's all about money.
I got
one
better gentlemen.
Go ahead.
If you'd like to hear it, I'd love to share it.
Mm-hmm.
You got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
All right. So we all know about this wonderful COVID vaccine, right? So they developed it out. So this is how screwed up they are, and this is why I don't trust them. There was an Alzheimer's medicine that they just released, right? Horrible side effects. It's been going through, it's been with the CDC and with the FDA for the past 19 years. Okay? 19 years to develop this medicine, and it still has deadly side effects. But yet and still, you're releasing a vaccine for, you know, this COVID, and it hasn't even gone through the same stringent testing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes me wonder. Oh, and as far as cancer, there is a cure. They just don't want to go to the black lady that developed that cure.
Exactly.
Because then, guess what? they would lose customers. Okay, I'm good. I just want to get that out.
Okay. Because the more people that the more people die, the more money they make. That's
no,
the whole
more
thing.
They can't make money from their customers.
All right, to your point, Mika, there's a nursing strike in Texas of hospital workers, nurses, who are on strike right now because they're being mandated to take the vaccine, and they don't want to take the vaccine. And, but at the same time, more jobs, more companies that are becoming more mandate for people to take the vaccine. So what will you do? When's your turn? Will your company tell you, like, listen, you need to take the vaccine or don't come to work?
I can work from home. Listen, and they don't get it twisted. They've been trying to push it at my job, too. They've been trying to push it for the longest, and I outright, utterly, 1,000% refuse. Because I'm not taking something that, A, hasn't gone through the proper testing, and, B, is causing more issues than helping people. Screw that.
No,
you want to
exactly.
buy me, not help me.
Well, Mika, to your point,
because
we
heard of you heard of the younger people that have suffered from heart they had a heart inflammation because of the vaccines, and
but
many
not
people,
only the younger people,
older people too.
Yes.
Yeah, but you have over 300 million people who almost 70% of the country right now have gotten the vaccine, at least one dose.
Mm-hmm.
Compare that to how many people got the side effects. But I'm not sure I'm going to tell you that no matter what medicine you take today, there's always some side effect, and in some cases may cause death. So should the vaccine be any different?
The vaccine should be thoroughly tested. That's what the vaccine – before you want to shoot me in my arm, I'm going to need you to thoroughly test it the same way you thoroughly test everything else. If you could sit there and come up with a little blue pill for erectile dysfunction, you can sit up here and get a safer vaccine.
Well, now here's the spokesman for the blue pill. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Brother B.
You know,
Brother B, what's happening, brother?
Blue pill.
Oh, I guess that explains the greetings and salutations, huh?
Salutations, everyone. I don't know nothing about no blue pill. I ain't there yet.
It's all about the red pill then, I guess.
I mean, I need to disappear. Go back to Narnia. What y'all talking about? The vaccine?
Whatever you want to address is first. We all talk about mass shooting, the woman that threw her kids out the window, the vaccine. Talk about Sean Black is getting on my nerves again. Whatever you want to address.
But hold on. There was another mass shooting, or just in general? Remember, I don't really mess with the news like that.
In general,
I get my news from you guys.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yes, there was another mass shooting over the weekend. Well, basically, in general, what is going on with this mass shooting? Do you think it's related to the pandemic, people are losing their mind, or mental health issues, or what
else? It's the nature of these individuals. Listen, man, this country was founded off violence. So what do you expect? People are going to be violent. People are going to do what they do. They watch these movies where you got... You know, even though it's a cult classic like Rambo, he goes in the jungle and he kills like a million people and only suffers a scratch or something like that.
Yeah.
There's people that want to emulate stuff like that. Yeah, there's people, it used to be art that imitated life. Now it's life that's imitating art. So people are trying to copy this type of stuff. They want to be it. And I don't know why, but then you got other people that are just disgruntled, man. They're just mad. They're mad at you.
They hate the world.
They hate everything. So they just feel they just got to take out their aggressions on innocent people.
But when we hear stories like that all the time, as always when it comes out to the white people or the white shooters, the first thing you heard, that person had a rough life, mental illness, blah, 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 blah. You hear the usual excuse for the white shooter.
Of course, because do you really think they're going to throw their own people under the bus? I mean, come on now. I've been black all my life. When have they not made excuses for the stuff that they do? This is just what some of them do. They have to protect their, you know what I'm saying, their product. They have to protect who they are. They have to make sure that they're looking good in no matter what happens. Blood on their hands, they're still looking good. Blood on their shirt, blood on their teeth, they're still looking good. That's just what it is, man. And as soon as we can accept that, the better off we'll be.
I wish I could
accept
say
who
you
they
were
are.
Wrong.
Yeah, just once you accept the Savage for who they are, you know what I'm saying? That's that. Just like, listen, how you going to be in a bad relationship and then want to call it quits, but then you want to deal with the likes of America? It's still a bad relationship, but we deal with it, right? So what's the difference? Except that when it's a one-on-one relationship, you don't have to deal with it anymore. You can walk away.
Okay. Sean Black, your turn.
Well, since you said you get your news from us, I think you're probably one of the few people that actually listens.
Yeah, I get it from y'all.
Actually listens to where we're coming from.
Listen, y'all ain't been on. Wait, hold on, Sean Black. Y'all ain't been on for how many Mondays? I've been lost.
It's been about 6 weeks.
Yeah, I've been lost.
It's been about
6 weeks. 6 weeks. I ain't on the news in 6 weeks.
You know we have.
I'll give you the update.
Wait, hold on.
I'll give you the update.
Biden,
as far
Biden,
as the whole mass
Biden
shooting
president?
Thing we were talking about,
is Biden still president?
He's still president, the last I checked.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Sam Jackson.
There were 272 mass shootings in this country this year. 30 of them this month. And we haven't even gotten halfway through the month.
Yeah.
We haven't, right about that.
I'm curious about the mass shooters.
We all know that a lot of these mass shootings have happened. There's a lot of parts to it. We know we talked about earlier the potential mental health aspect of it. We also know that the pandemic, part of it is that because people last year were at home. Now that they've opened up, a lot of states have opened up a lot of the country for people to go out. They're getting a lot more aggravated, as evidenced by the fights that we've been seeing on Delta Airlines, where people are getting into fist fights over an aisle seat or whatever it is, or the guy that tried to open up a door and while the plane was in flight and tried to suck everybody out of the plane. Over the weekend, we had 39 people shot in mass shootings. Just over the weekend, 32 were shot in Chicago. 14 were shot in Austin, Texas. Hot Rod and I talked about that off air. There was a security guard that was shot in Atlanta by two guys who were trying to, I guess they got into an argument with him or they were trying to get into the mall, whatever was the case, and they shot him. There were four wounded, three dead in Cleveland. We have a problem like we don't know that we've talked about ad nauseum.
But it's not a problem. It's not a problem, Sean Black. This is normal.
Yes. And you want to know something? The fact that it's normal is the problem. Well, you're not supposed to. In other well-developed countries, they don't have anywhere near the amount of mass shootings on a regular scale than the United States. You know why? Because the United States is 330 million people. There's almost 400 million guns in the country. So when you combine that with the amount of different laws, but when you also combine
how many Caucasians do they got there?
I don't know. When we talk about how all of these shootings factor in, where they start, the genesis of them, where all of the stuff, we know there are a lot of other factors involved. But the bottom line is none of this is going to change. And the reason why that is because a couple of things. One, the government won't change it because you have common sense legislation that gets left on the table and nobody picks it up. We've got laws on the books that never get enforced. And then you also have the gun lobby, which is in the pockets of both Democrats and Republicans. So when the gun lobby is giving money away and making sure that, well, we'll put this to your campaign, or we'll put this in, keep it quiet, and then they donate to certain donors just to make sure that certain laws don't seem to get taken up on the books. And then you look at what the constituents of voters who actually want gun control.
So what's the problem? So what's
the problem? The problem is there's way too much money in government. Yeah,
if you want to walk around with a bulletproof vest on all day
and you can afford one, then there is no problem.
Yeah, but like, family members are getting gunned down in the streets on a regular basis. I'm too fat. The vest ain't gonna fit on me. I'm too fat for that. So
no,
I'm,
they got,
oh,
one.
Yeah,
they got some for your size. They got your, they got
a,
your size.
Yeah, they
okay.
got yeah. They have one for your size, and if you,
oh my goodness, one size fits all.
But all my white friends are texting me right now. They're upset with Brother B's statement, but it's true. It's mostly the white people, right? All these mass shootings that's happening right now.
It's always been the majority. Hold on.
Let me say something. I'm sorry. To all those white friends that are texting you, listen, first of all, get out of your feelings. That's number one. Because the truth is the truth. Because you want to turn around and label us when something goes wrong. There's a robbery or stabbing. You want to talk about black-on-black crime or whatever. But how many – when gentrification happens, you don't hear about the white people that are moving into these neighborhoods having any problems with the black folk. Because, you know what I'm saying, no. Either the media or somebody's taking things too far, or maybe it's your own perception that's taking things too far.
So get out of your feelings.
Get out of your feelings and take off those little bullshit glasses that you got on and see the world and things for what they really are. Once you be truthful to yourself and honest, then, you know what I'm saying, things will be better. But in the meantime, stop blaming black and other people for your issues.
Okay, thank you so much. Next topic. Mika, your girlfriend, Monique, she's in trouble again with the media,
whoa, social media.
Oh, my goodness. What
a hard left turn.
Man, that was a detour, man. That was a hard one.
First of all, she is not my girlfriend. First of all.
Second of all, she said what she said.
Be mad, don't care.
But that's the thing. Lately on social media has been going crazy over Monique because basically she was at the airport in Atlanta and she saw some black queens, as she would mention, wearing PJs, bonnets, slippers, and she's saying basically that's not the proper attire to wear in public. You are a queen. You should not be wearing PJs or bonnets or shower caps.
You're right.
Be yourself. Well, of course, she got attacked on social media by... you know, the critics, of course. So why is it when someone trying to say, someone trying to give tough love towards the black people, they attack you back? This is tough love, right?
Because they're afraid to attack anyone else. We'll attack us quicker than we'll attack anyone else in what they're saying. So it's easy to attack one of us.
Mm-hmm. But why is that? Why do you have to go that route? People go look at it a certain way, like, why are you wearing your PJs in the airport flying?
First of all, you should be wearing your PJs outside of your house. That's why they call pajamas.
True. But let's be honest. I've
seen that number of times.
You know, I don't get it.
Personally, to me, it's disgusting. It's really disgusting. But
it's tacky.
I ain't say mama neither. Clearly, their mama didn't teach me right from wrong because you is not supposed to go out. One, you're not supposed to go out with a head wrap. You're not. And I'm from the hood. Don't sleep. And even I know better. Wash your face, brush your teeth, go to the store, bring your ass back. It ain't nothing. I have no place to go outside in my slippers and my PJs and all of that stuff. No, I'm not doing that.
But Mika, you don't pay my bills. You don't raise me. You can't tell me what to wear, what to do.
You're absolutely right. I can't tell you what to wear, but I can tell you this much. Don't be mad when I start gigging on you, because you deserve to get laughed at. You straight
first of all, if you come outside with PJs and stuff, like, what bills do you probably have? Because obviously you ain't got no damn job.
Oh my goodness!
Be doing any goddamn thing else.
If you want to be honest about it, I was trying to be nice.
Ain't no time for being nice. Yeah, what are you doing all day?
I was trying.
Nah, it's not that.
Well, no, I got some shit for you too.
Copy.
No, don't be nice, please, Mika. But Sean Black, what do you say about this overall?
It's craziness. I think that we're in a society now. The society that we live in is so, quote-unquote, open to everything. that, and especially in the African-American community, where nobody wants to say anything to anybody else about how they're living unless the other
exactly.
person is living better than them. That's usually what I hear when I hear about, oh, he ain't better than me. You think he's better than me because of? And that's usually the what you tend to hear. I have seen many times, and literally within the last couple of days, is the example that you just brought up, people walking around in Crocs and pajama bottom, pajama top with a pocketbook and a bonnet on their head. Or that maybe have rollers under there. We've seen that a number of times. I've seen it in Manhattan.
Yes,
I've seen
we have.
It out. And I think what we're seeing is that now a lot of people are now aware that whatever their style is, whatever it is, if you criticize them on whatever they consider style, then they're ready to attack you. And we see this because of social media. People go on and online and bully the person that they think that they're better than, because in a lot of instances, they're afraid of getting the heat themselves. So why be proactive instead of reactive and go after other people? That's why you see so many celebrities getting attacked by people that they don't even know based on the lifestyle that they may live and the idea that they may be out of touch. But also, within the African-American community, Hispanic community, there are a lot of people that have this issue within their own, that why you're wearing this or why you're wearing that, and then they don't uplift each other enough without attacking someone. I've seen so many times in conversation on TV, online, of people looking at somebody that's doing well and dumping on them because they're doing well. Oh, you just started a business. Oh, you think you're smarter than me. Oh, you think you're better than me. You came from the hood just like I did. Yeah, well, they came from the hood, but they actually left the hood to do better for themselves and their family. And I don't know how that's something that you're supposed to demonize.
Our last topic, you know what? I'm just going to switch it up a little bit because, Mika, I want her opinion about this because we got four guys and one lady on this panel. Mika, most of us, we are over 30. So I'm talking about for the guys and women that are over 30, 40, 50, you know, sex. If you could get, if you and your partner could get sex for 5 minutes, is that good enough?
I'm sorry, if I could get wait, pause for the cause and rewind that one time, if I could get who for what?
Hot Rod, I think you know the answer to this question before
yeah,
she even asked.
I
have
sex for 5 minutes. Is that, basically, is 5 minutes sex good enough?
Hell no.
Or you over 40?
Seriously?
Excuse me. Some guys cannot last more than 2 minutes. So if you get 5 minutes from a guy, isn't that a miracle?
Listen, I'm going to tell you the truth. First of all,
bring it.
5 minutes is nothing. No one is running Al Bundy numbers. No. Listen, you might get older, but I'm going to tell you this. If you cannot at least rock for 30, I'm being polite. I'm giving you 30. Cause honestly,
who's putting in the work? Who's putting in the work, though?
Exactly.
Who's doing all the jumping and the bouncing and the flipping and smacking the flipper, rubbing that? Who's doing all of that? That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you sound like you're trying to get Simone Biles. That's what that sounded like.
Well, listen, usually women, that's what they want. They want you to be an acrobat.
Yeah, but listen. Wait, first of all,
well, anything's a heart attack for you if you don't have Grey Goose attached. Listen.
At least he's honest about that.
Now, here's what you got to understand. Women past 35 are horny devils. 35 until we die, we're hornier than you guys are, number one. That's why you see a lot of older chicks with a lot of younger dudes. That cougar thing is real for a reason. But just saying that for a moment.
Thunder cat.
For real. Listen to me very carefully. That's going to open up this can of worms, but see how we here. Let's go there. All right, so I've said all that. Now, In 30 minutes, it's participation. Trust me.
You got hot rod coughing and choking right now.
Listen, if she's expecting 30 minutes, she's putting in effort with a dude that's over 40. If she expects 30 minutes, if she's expecting at least 30 minutes, there better be a whole lot of booty popping, knob slobbing, all types of action.
Okay, Mika.
You want it, you got to put it in.
With or without the pills? 30 minutes. With or without the pills, Mika?
It's all on him. If he needs it, take it. If he don't need it, let's rock.
Okay, we have another caller, 314-38. You're on the air. Anything you want to talk about sex? 5 minutes sex is good.
30 minutes. 30 minutes sound like something dead there to me. You talking about hot flashes? That's a damn lightning flash.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh man, I almost dropped my drink. Oh man.
Oh my goodness. Hey, once again, 5 minutes sex is good, okay? 30 minutes is too much.
I think you got to pose the question differently to her. Once again, what are you doing? Not to say you per se. But
yeah,
if you're just laying there.
Well, if you're just laying there, you don't deserve. As a female, if you're just laying there, you don't deserve nothing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of chicks just lay there.
Some chicks just lay there, and
you know, you're doing all the work, and after a while,
listen, if I want the bottom knocked out of me, which I do quite constantly,
there's nothing wrong with that, but there is
this misconception that women just lie there. Not all women just lie there. I can think of at least a good 15 that I know that do more than lie there.
But Mika, we're 2 minutes left. So let's say you have your foreplay, your entertainment, your backflips and everything, and you go through penetration. If you get the good screwing for a good 4 or 5 minutes, you should be happy with that, right? You don't expect a man to screw you for 30 minutes.
They're greedy. They're greedy.
You
oh, my crazy. Goodness.
Come on.
You did.
They're greedy.
Man, this
we're
is crazy.
I want it all.
You're not 21 anymore.
Listen. Just because you can't rock, don't mean the rest of us can't.
I mean, listen, even when you go to the gym and you're on a machine, there's a limit.
Here's my question. How many of y'all actually keep yourselves in shape?
I go to the gym.
I walk 5 to 10 miles every day, so I'll say that.
Before you talk about you, she should be happy with only 5 minutes. Well, let me tell you something. If she works out every day, 5 minutes ain't gonna do shit. So you better find a lazy hoe because the active hoe ain't doing it.
Oh man!
Oh my gosh!
We have a minute left. Brother B, is there anything going on for tomorrow night on the menu right here on Blog Talk Radio at 8:30?
I think we just did the menu.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just did it.
Nah, we're getting a little serious tomorrow. I just got to ask my black folk a question. Why are we still expecting equality in a country that we're not equal? Why are we still looking for it?
Ooh, good topic.
And you know what?
This is a good topic, definitely.
Also, why is it that we still expect the government to help us out while they help the Asian people out already by signing the Asian law right away?
I have a comment for that one.
We'll save it for now. That'll be for tomorrow.
But I guess we're going to save that one for tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm going to save it all for tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm definitely.
Sean, all right, gentlemen. Mika, Crazy Joe. Thank you so much. Have a good night now. Stay safe.
Don't forget to get vaccinated.
Good night, y'all, and stay safe, people.
All right, later.
The Morton Laws podcast. Remember that one.
Bye.
Yeah, the Morton Laws podcast. Yeah, we can't forget it.
Oh, goodness. Later, guys.